Josh Downs is on the initial 53, listed among six receivers, per J.J. Stankovitz at the Colts website, and that is the whole of what this week's reporting says about him directly. No practice note, no line from the finale, no quote. He is not reported to have played Saturday and not reported to have sat. No reporting names him at all. The evidence this window was supposed to produce never happened. Last week's episode pointed at the Detroit finale as the summer's first real usage look, where Downs lines up with the full offense, how often Daniel Jones goes to him, where Keenan Allen fits around him. Then Jones was held out, announced the day before the game, per Stankovitz, and the premise went with him. Steichen's plan called for the starters to play somewhere between 8 and 12 plays, and the only first-team receiving rep with an attributed line was Allen's, 3 snaps and a 24-yard catch, per Stankovitz. The Colts' leading receiver Saturday was Anthony Gould, 4 catches for 51 yards with the backup offense, and he was waived roughly 24 hours later, per Stankovitz. Production, not signal. The room itself is settled. Allen, Deion Burks, Downs, Ashton Doolin, Alec Pierce, back from the physically unable to perform list as of Thursday, per Abby Halpin at the same site, and Laquon Treadwell. But a 6-man roster is a fact about the room, not about Downs's role, and no report this week describes any change to his usage. So the June read stands exactly where it stood. Downs's season is a usage question. 2 years ago, he commanded a quarter of the targets when he was on the field, last year under 18%. And the week neither strengthened nor weakened it, because nothing tested it. The most recent on-field Downs evidence remains the joint practice highlights from mid-August, a tipped pass touchdown and a deep ball from Jones. The answer now waits for a regular season Sunday. We'll be watching when it comes. Data via NFL Verse.